This is Katie Hartz with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Helen Williams on the line from World Missionary Press. We're going to be talking about how God is moving in Central America. And, you know, Helen, I was thinking about it. You get frontline reports from all over the world in your job at World Missionary Press. What made the ones from Central America stand out to you?
I think part of it was that the situation in many of those countries is so dire anyway, and the COVID issue has really impacted churches and the individuals and even the physical needs. But the believers there, the churches and the pastors and our distributors, have taken those opportunities and found ways to continue to reach and discovered new ways, and their faithfulness and their passion to show the love of Christ and to include the word and to get it to people just has really been so encouraging. And they are seeing results. They are seeing hearts that are opened because that love is being shown. They haven't just sat down and said, well, we can't go out evangelizing anymore, so we'll just wait. They are finding ways and being blessed by it. And the booklets are just filling a need right now because they can be given and read and individually and everything. But I think a lot of this is because these people are just staying with the work and staying within the confines of what they can do. But God is showing them ways to continue to minister and to show the love of Christ and His Word.
And a quick clarification question. How many individual countries do you guys work in the Central America region?
Well, there are seven that are classified as Central America: Belize, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, and Costa Rica. And we have centralized distribution points in all of those. So we have had long history in those countries, some a little bit more than others, but we have continuing programs there, and that's why we are able to continue to provide things and reach it. We're not having to establish new distribution or new contacts. We've got people on the ground that have been there doing this for years. And in some countries like Nicaragua and Honduras, in a large amount of work over the years. So this is kind of how we're able to keep going through here.
Gosh, thank you for that. I wanted to clarify. And, you know, kind of switching gears a little bit, this time of year, I was watching the news this morning, and it's really starting to talk about the hurricane season. And forecasters are really predicting a very active season in the Atlantic. Is that going to affect World Missionary Press's ability to send booklets? That's the first part of my question. Will it affect your ability to send? And then how do your partners protect these materials in a rainy season?
I don't know that it will affect. It may delay for a matter of time. Now, if it's terribly destructive, then the ports are in upheaval, you know, and shipments are arriving. But we have not had that very much. We've continued to be able to send. Right now, we cannot send to several of these countries due to the COVID restrictions. Shipments are just not allowed in that are not humanitarian aid type things. So that's stopping them. But most of these, in fact, all of these people have their own ministries, and so they have warehousing and they have sub-distribution points in other cities, and they are able to and willing and able to secure the material so that when the possibility of getting back out into the country is there, the literature is safe and ready to go. So all of our national coordinators are very aware of that, and they provide good storage, whether it's in a church basement or in a secure separate building or wherever. But we don't have much loss in sense of where things are being stored.
Good to know. I couldn't help but think of that when, you know, you think of hurricanes and all that kind of stuff. My final question for you, why is there such a hunger for these scripture booklets in Central America? And How can we pray for World Missionary Press and your partners as you seek to meet this need?
Well, I've got a quote from one of our major distributors in Honduras that I want to, that kind of addresses this. We were asking him about the effectiveness of the booklets in his country, and he says that we honestly would not support this program if it weren't so effective in winning souls. WMP literature has played a bigger role in our ministry this year, 2020, than ever before. People are looking for answers, no matter if we're out on the streets giving out food through our feeding programs or counseling prisoners. The Bible literature is invaluable. We include a How to Know God booklet with every item we donate. Even during these times of shutdown, we're still harvesting 20 to 50 decisions for Christ consistently each and every week. And I think that answers the question. There is such a lack of hope in so many of these areas. They don't have a margin. The people in these countries don't have a great margin of to go from plan A to plan B. They are living so close to subsistence, if you will, in so many ways that when these things come, the storms and the governmental upheaval and the whatever it is and disease, that when the church reaches out with the love of Christ and the literature, there's just a grabbing for it, if you will. Here's something to believe in. Here's something that will answer the questions, where and why and this and that. And so I think that this is true in much of Central America, particularly. But we've seen, and people in countries where, like Panama and others, where they're just locked in. But if they can get the literature, there's one more thing I want to mention, and I know you're probably out of time, but one of the other people in this region has mentioned to us that the pastors in these countries who have small churches and they're one-on-one with their people, now that they can't be there, they have discovered that the literature is available online. They have discovered how to use their computers a little bit. It's opened their eyes to how they can continue to reach their people and maybe even reach farther. And so this is another way, because our booklets are online for them to read and to even download if they need a few copies to share or whatever. So, you know, the Lord just continues to work and show how He is sovereign and His word is available. And if people are willing to look, He's got all kinds of answers for us. And so the people in these countries, even in these dark days, are have access to the word and are receiving it and responding to it. The feeding programs are under every one of these. They give the booklets with the food, and so people are sitting down and reading them in their homes, and the Lord's just blessing.